Ah, but the master had never recovered from the shock of young Mr. Mortimer's death. The old man shook his head as he hurried through a connecting door into the white boudoir. Terrible that had been, a real catastrophe. Such a fine, upstanding young gentleman, so strong and healthy. You'd never have thought such a thing likely to happen to him. Pitiful it had been, quite pitiful. And Mr. Gordon killed in the war? One thing on top of another. That was the way things went nowadays. Too much for the master it had been. And yet he'd seemed almost himself a week ago. The third blind in the white boudoir refused to go up as it should. It went up a little way and stuck. The springs were weak. That's what it was. Very old, these blinds were, like everything else in the house. And you couldn't get these old things mended nowadays. Too old-fashioned, that's what they'd say, shaking their heads in that silly, superior way, as if the old things weren't a great deal better than the new ones. He could tell them that. Gimcrack, half the new stuff was, came to pieces in your hands. The material wasn't good, or the craftsmanship either. Oh, yes, he could tell them. Couldn't do anything about this blind unless he got the steps. He didn't like climbing up the steps much these days. Made him come over giddy. Anyway, he'd leave the blind for now. It didn't matter, since the white boudoir didn't face the front of the house where it was.